Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Butch Bearden is the CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation, and he joins us now. Butch, thank you for the time on what's been a very busy week for you. Set the scene and paint the picture of what took place at the governor's residence Monday night. Who was there and what happened? Let's start with Monday and then lead up to last night.
All right. Well, thanks. First, I should qualify that I was an invited guest, that it was orchestrated by the MLS group or team. But the governor hosted dinner for the president of the U.S. Soccer Federation, the Mexican Soccer Federation, the commissioner of MLS, a board member of MLS who's from the Atlanta team, the Soccer United Marketing that works with both U.S. Federation and MLS. So quite a group, and a few other local. Nissan was represented, and Jackson National Life. So a very good group focused on making sure Nashville has a good seat at the table.
That with that good seat at the table, Butch, what's the sales pitch, and what's the timetable on FIFA deciding where these games are going to be played?
You know, I think the sales pitch is that we understand where they are definitely going. New York, Miami, Atlanta, Dallas, L.A. So there are those cities, and certainly Canada and Mexico. That leaves maybe two spots that four cities or so are going to fight for. I'd say Baltimore, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Nashville. We fall in that. And making sure they see the political support. I need to apologize. Mayor was also there in addition to the governor.
Sure.
So they were seeing the support politically from the city. They were seeing the corporate support. And then they were seeing the organizational machine behind all of it. So, you know, from a biased perspective, and even if I wasn't biased, you had to be impressed with the unity, the significant influence that is sitting at the table. And then at the end of the day, what we can do on the field and in the stands. And real proud of Nashville. We were admittedly a little nervous last week about ticket sales, but over the weekend it was good, and we needed a good weather night to overcome middle of the week friendly. And we got the good weather too.
When you mentioned the cities that are locked in, Atlanta was a big part of the initial bid. And obviously they've got a new palace there where they can close the roof, if and when it's functional anyway. my concern when I look at that is that they'd probably like to scatter these games all over the country, and Nashville, Atlanta, obviously very much the same region and very close by. How much could that hurt, or how much do I overrate it as a concern?
I think it's a valid concern, and ironically, that subject came up in the conversation with the folks, and the encouraging message we got was we think they're going to look at clustering games so that there isn't as much travel. What they told us in Russia, all the games were within 2 hours of each other. Now, I'm assuming that's a two-hour drive, not a two-hour flight.
No, it was a two-hour flight. If you're talking about for teams or for fans?
Well, I don't know. I didn't ask that question. But they said they didn't use, and I don't know my geography well enough to know they didn't use the eastern half of Russia.
Yeah.
They kept everything on the western side. So what that said was, okay, you could make a case that Miami, Nashville, Atlanta, works pretty well together. Maybe you throw in Cincinnati in that. But I like the cluster part. And they did acknowledge that that was one of the biggest obstacles to overcome with FIFA. You know, how large a country the U.S. is. And you make it three countries, pretty spread out.
Butch Spiridon is the CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation. Butch, whenever I'm thinking of what the pitch would look like in a face-to-face setting, I'm of course, the stadium's on display. The downtown footprint is something that I would want to pitch. The hotel accommodations, the on a more basic setup, just the fans here to support soccer. What's something that we wouldn't think of that is a part of this pitch that you think is a great sales point?
I'm not sure you wouldn't think of it, but the international reputation of our Music City brand is pretty significant at this point with them. The fact that our track record for both just athletic events in general and certainly soccer has, we've played way above the rim in terms of results at that level. And to your point, the walkability. So while the package is great, you know, the offerings, the brand, the music, the bars, the restaurants, the hotels, the fact that it is very compact and walkable is significant as they look at their social responsibility footprint. They like that there wouldn't be a lot of shuttling going on.
Did our chances of hosting a World Cup improve this week?
You know, again, I'm biased, but they had to have. The warm reception, you know, hitting 40,000, they hit that friendly, had 32,000 in New York, not just a couple weeks ago or less than a couple weeks. So the number was important. Absolutely, our chances improved because we're making friends. And, you know, at the end of the day, they want to do business with who they like. They did qualify, and I don't know whether it's a bit of cover that they're giving themselves, but, you know, they acknowledged or pointed that FIFA would have the final say-so. And we've always known that, but FIFA's going to have to take direction from the three countries.
Any consideration to bribing FIFA? This has worked very well for a lot of people.
Well, I won't say that the subject didn't come up in general, but we're pretty confident that we're going to keep it clean.
Probably advisable. The other big event coming up on our calendar and maybe of influence, you didn't mention the timetable. Are we going to have the draft here before FIFA decides on host cities?
I think so. We discussed timetable. Best I can tell, it'll be next summer, hopefully by June, and should be right after the draft. So, again, our ability to take that to a new level with the NFL – we'll play into those final decisions.
What's the state of the preparations for the NFL draft in terms of deciding on venues and things like that? And how does that decision-making process work? How much is it you guys? How much is it the city? How much is it the league?
Well, I would say at the end of the day, it's the league's event. They're listening to us, and the city has certainly weighed in. Yes, we can do that, or no, we can't gridlock the entire downtown area. They brought a plan about a month ago, and it was a bit different than what we had submitted and a bit aggressive, especially in terms of street closures. So, you know, we politely pushed back. And as I mentioned to you earlier today, they were literally supposed to fly in this morning to present a revised plan, and they've asked to punt so that they didn't get stuck, you know, with the inability to get back home with the pending hurricane hitting the East Coast. So looking at a new date prior to the end of September, but I'm curious to see the new plan. I have not been privy to that at this point. And it all focuses around, you know, taking advantage of lower broad. I know that. I know that's not changing, but probably spreading some things out a little more than they had hoped.
Butch, do you feel rushed with the draft just around the corner? I mean, we're sitting here in September. Are you feel? Or do you have that sensation yet that you're rushing to get things done?
A little bit. The NFL keeps saying this is the longest lead time they have had since they started moving the draft. So they're pretty comfortable. There are some things we'd like to do and certainly some money we need to raise. And the more information we have, the easier that will be and the better job we will be. So, yeah, I'd say there's an acorn-sized pit in my stomach, but it hasn't swelled to the point that I'm breaking out in the hives yet.
We'll give you some time.
Butch Spiridon, the CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation. Butch, thank you for the time today, and it sounds like the group did great work this week.
You know, thanks. We appreciate the support. Keep talking it up. Nashville always outshines and over-delivers, and this is one time or two times we really need it on draft and soccer.
Hey, Butch, give us a quick line. Just I've expressed this, but it'll mean more coming from you. Just the magnitude of getting World Cup games in Nashville. I mean, there's nothing bigger you could draw here.
No, there truly is not a bigger event in the world that Nashville could participate in. The volume of international visitors, the global stage, the reputation that goes maybe attached to our resume going forward. It's unless you've really studied this, it's hard to comprehend, but it's massive and it's much bigger than just inside the stadium. It is an epic event on the streets around the stadium and really playing to our strong suit. I think that's probably our best opportunity to convince them that we're the right city because we do that really well.
Butch, thank you.
Oh, thank y'all. Truly appreciate it.